first name that came to mind was Tom Henke. And guess what? We've managed to track down Tom Henke. Tom Henke, you're on with Jerry Howarth. Jerry's announced that he's stepping down today after 36 years.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's tough to take. Jerry was there my whole career and was not only a great announcer, it's kind of like Jack Buck stepping down in St. Louis, but just one of my best friends in the game. He will be sorely missed. I know Blue Jay fans will miss him. I'll miss that "yes, sir" on the air and all those good memories. It brings back great memories just hearing his voice just now. So I'm sad to hear that, but you know what? Time moves on and we all go on to bigger and better things. And I'm sure Jerry's headed that way too.
Well, Tom, it's good to hear your voice. And we just had John Gibbons on. And so when I talk about two of my best friends in the game, we're talking about two people, Jeff, who believe in family first. And there's so many stories that I could relate to Tom Henke and his wife, Kathy, and their kids, and especially Amanda, who was born with Down syndrome, and how Tom and Kathy, with their other three kids, have supported Amanda to give her and make her the happiest daughter in the world, and also then to bring awareness to kids who are born with Down syndrome and to raise money for those kids. And one time, and Tom has an annual golf tournament every year in the winter, and he asked me to come over one time to emcee it, which I did. But for Tom Henke, it's never about Tom. In fact, it's all about his family first, and that's what I appreciate in everybody, because baseball is a profession that is a business, and you have to spend every day to stay in the game. And when Tom Henke in his last year with the Cardinals saved 36 of 38 games and then retired, well, he went out on top as well. And Tony La Russa asked him, "Hey, can't you stay? Look what you just did." And Tom said, "No, I want to be with my family." That's what makes him special.
Tom, that decision, you know, Jerry talked about it and about how you wanted to be with your family. What's the key to not looking back when you make a decision like that?
Well, you know, you look back and I put it the way my dad always said, "Hey, did you do the best you could?" And you know, I feel my career, I did the best I could every day I went out. Now, I wasn't always successful, but pretty good part of the time I was. You know, looking back, I don't have any regrets retiring when I did. Yeah, I could have maybe played another year or two with limited gas in the tank. But you know what? I always admired guys that could retire when they still were in control of their game. And fortunately, 1995, I was with the Cardinals and ended up winning the Rolle Age Relief Award that year. Did some things that kind of had eluded me my whole career and I give the Cardinals a lot of credit for keeping me in the games, because we were out of it by the All-Star break. And it could easily sat me and just let me go on, you know, without getting a lot of the things that I was after in my career. And getting to play in the All-Star game was unbelievable that year, too. But it was a good time to go. My kids were starting high school you know, I'd been away 16 years, you know, and it, I'd always told my wife that, you know, if baseball got in the way of our family, then it was time for me to go. And that wasn't necessarily the case. They supported any decision I was going to make, but it just felt right for me. And I could have hung on and maybe put a few more saves on the board. Who knows what could have happened then. But it was a great time to go, and I have no regrets.
Okay, let's have some fun, because people have asked me over the years, "Do you have a favorite call?" And sure I do. I have a number of favorite calls. But nobody's asked me, "Have you ever had a favorite inning?" Well, let me tell the fans right now as I bow out. Yes, I had one favorite inning in my 36 years. It was last year with hockey coach Tom Henke. Honest to goodness, Tom, you and I laughed from top to bottom in that inning. John Brio brought you in. And you had just come from Iceland or somewhere where John had told me you were a hockey coach. And it kind of started off with, "Tom, I know you as a closer. I know all you did here with the Blue Jays. You're a hockey coach?" And after that, you just went with that, and we had more fun.
Oh, well, you know, Jerry, I'm still undefeated with the Caps. And you know, I know it's kind of hard to believe, but you know, John's a pretty good recruiter, and he recruited me as a coach a long time ago. And been with them for a number of years, and we just have fun. We go over to Europe and all over the place and play a game that I really, if I'm really honest, didn't know a whole lot about, but I'm learning. And I don't call it quarters anymore. I call it periods. So, it shows that I can be taught. But we had fun. And just getting up in the booth with you and when Tom was there. And I had so many good memories of Toronto and the fans and you guys. I mean, you always treated me fair, good or bad. And you were always fair with me. And that's why we become friends. And it's just not a business acquaintance. It's a friendship that will last forever.
It really will, Coach.
I'm still, I coached the Fantasy League team, too, and we won it all last year. So I'm a world champion in the Fantasy League team, too, with the Cardinals. The coaching is there. It's just an untapped resource that people might want to pay attention to. So.
Well, Tom, you'll enjoy this to wrap it up with you because in our friendship with John Cerruti, and God bless him, John passing away in 2004, I know the two of you went to a movie. And you came out after the movie, and John looked at you and he said, Tom, from now on, because of this movie, you're the Terminator. And that's where that came to be, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. John and I were, God bless him, he was a dear friend. It was somebody that always called every year just to see how everybody was doing. John and I, in 1985, we went and seen the movie The Terminator together. We were both in Syracuse, and I was having a pretty good year down there. And he goes, man, you're just like that Terminator guy. You just don't take any prisoners. It kind of stuck, and I've told people I've been called a lot worse, especially in Boston and New York and stuff. So it was something that was fun that still kind of sticks with me. People see me and they call me the Terminator, and so it's fun and it's good. It's always great to come back to Canada. The people are so great to me up there. Everywhere I go, people treat me so good. I don't know if they understand, it was such a pleasure for me to play there and to bring a world championship, the first world championship out of the United States into Canada, and bring that home for the Toronto fans and all the Canadian fans that followed us. It's something I'll always remember.
Well, Tom, I love you like a brother. Say hi to Kathy for me, give her a hug, and your kids as well. And thanks for coming on here on my special day.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jerry. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And you give the family a big hug for me, and we'll be talking to you. Give me a shout sometime, and we'll get a chance to really catch up.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, my friend.